Make a start. Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer. It's Thursday, the 30th of July. And today we are celebrating the lesser festival of William Wilberforce, Oluda Equiano, and Thomas Clarkson, who were anti-slavery campaigners that Fizz is going to tell us more about.
Well, Clarkson seems to have been quite a driven campaigner, and he went to Liverpool where he faced some people who were trying to kill him, so he had to run away. That was in 1787. He interviewed 20,000 sailors for his research, and he collected iron handcuffs, leg shackles, thumb screws, instruments for forcing open slaves' jaws, and branding irons. And he published a great deal of material to try and swing public opinion. And he collected produce that had been traded, so carved ivory, textiles, beeswax, palm oil, and all sorts of other raw materials. And he discovered really that in his campaign that having these items was far more powerful than mere words. And he had this incredible plan of the way the slave ship Brooks carried 454 people in leg irons, basically lying down so they could fit in as many as they could. It was a terrible thing, but he lived quite a long life, and very amazingly.
I'm just trying to remember, but I think a film club, we watched a film about William Wilberforce.
Yes,
we
did.
Yeah, can you remember its title, Corinna?
Was it Amazing? No, it wasn't Amazing Grace. It was...
Yes. Yes.
Was it?
Yeah, because I
he
think...
He campaigned, didn't he?
Newton was older than him, and he was like a sort of mentor to Wilberforce. And he'd been a slave, slaver himself.
Okay. Yeah, perhaps it was Newton's story then. I don't remember, but I do remember them taking them around the slave ship and that sort of thing. Yeah.
I think Wilberforce campaigned for many years to abolish slavery in the Parliament, didn't he?
Mm. Yes. And yet we still have sort of what they call modern slavery and trafficking of people and sorts of things. But it doesn't, yeah. What happened back in the 1800s, late 1700s. Anyway, Wilberforce, Equiano, and Thomas Clarkson. Let's pray together then. O Lord, open our lips.
Our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Suitable hymn. The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adorns the mighty victor's brow. The highest place that heaven affords is his by right. The King of kings and Lord of lords and heaven's eternal light. The joy of all who dwell above, the joy of all below, to whom he manifests his love and grants his name to know. To them the cross, with all its shame, with all its grace, is given. Their name an everlasting name, their joy the joy of heaven. They suffer with their Lord below, they reign with him above, their profit and their joy to know the mystery of his love. The cross he bore is life and health, though shame and death to him, his people's hope, his people's wealth, their everlasting theme. Hymns by Thomas Kelly, who is about the same sorts of dates actually as Wilberforce, 1769 to 1854. Glory to the Father. And to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Susan's going to read Psalm 14.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and abominable in their wickedness, for there is no one that does good. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of earth to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks after God. But everyone has turned back. All alike have become corrupt. There is none that does good. No, not one. They have no knowledge, these evildoers, who eat up my people as if they ate bread and do not call upon the Lord. There shall they be in great fear, for God is in the company of the righteous. Through the world they confound the counsel of the poor, yet the Lord shall be their refuge. Oh, that Israel's salvation would come out of Zion, when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Then will Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God of heaven, look with mercy on all who are consumed by ignorance and greed, and let the children of earth know that you are God forever. Psalm 15. Through the greatness of your mercy, I will come to your house. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may rest upon your holy hill? Whoever leads an uncorrupt life and does the thing that is right, who speaks the truth from the heart and bears no deceit on the tongue, who does no evil to a friend and pours no scorn on a neighbour, in whose sight the wicked are not esteemed, but who honours those who fear the Lord. Whoever has sworn to a neighbour and never goes back on that word, who does not lend money in hope of gain, nor take a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things shall never fall. Through the greatness of your mercy, I will come to your house. Lord, lead us to our heavenly home by single steps of self-restraint and deeds of righteousness, through the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 16. Excuse me. The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not fall. Preserve me, O God, for in you have I taken refuge. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, all my good depends on you. All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble in heart. Though the idols are legion that many run after, their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, neither make mention of their names upon my lips. The Lord himself is my portion and my cup. In your hands alone is my fortune. My share has fallen in a fair land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, and in the night watches, he instructs my heart. I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Wherefore my heart is glad and my spirit rejoices, and my flesh shall also rest secure. For you will not abandon my soul to death, nor suffer your faithful one to see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not fall. Give to us, Lord Christ, the fullness of your grace, your presence, and your very self, for you are our portion and our delight, now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Fizz is going to read 1 Samuel 12, which is very, 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 very long.
Samuel said to all Israel, I've listened to you in all that you said to me, and have set a king over you. See, it is the king who leads you now. I am old and grey, but my sons are with you. I've led you from my youth until this day. Here I am. Testify against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose donkey have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or from whose hand have I taken a bribe to blind my eyes with it? Testify against me, and I will restore it to you. They said, you haven't defrauded us or oppressed us or taken anything from the hand of anyone. He said to them, the Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand. And they said, he is witness. Samuel said to the people, the Lord is witness. who appointed Moses and Aaron and brought your ancestors up out of the land of Egypt. Now, therefore, take your stand, so that I may enter into judgment with you before the Lord. And I will declare to you all the saving deeds of the Lord that he performed for you and for your ancestors. When Jacob went into Egypt and the Egyptians oppressed them, then your ancestors cried to the Lord, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought forth your ancestors out of Egypt and settled them in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, and he sold them into the hand of Sisera, commander of the army of King Jabin of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab. And they fought against them. Then they cried to the Lord and said, "We've sinned because we've forsaken the Lord and have served the Baals and the Astartes. But now rescue us out of the hand of our enemies and we will serve you." And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Barak and Jephthah and Samson and rescued out of the hand of your enemies on every side. And you lived in safety. And when you saw that King Nahash of the Ammonites came against you, you said to me, "No, but a king shall reign over us, though the Lord your God was your king. See, here is the king whom you have chosen, for whom you have asked. See, the Lord has set a king over you. If you will fear the Lord and serve him and heed his voice and not rebel against the command of the Lord, and if both you and the kings who reign over you will follow the Lord your God, it will be well. But if you will not heed the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the command of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you and your king. Now, therefore, take your stand and see this great thing that the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not the wheat harvest today? I will call upon the Lord that he may send thunder and rain, and you shall know and see the wickedness that you've done in the sight of the Lord is great in demanding a king for yourselves." So Samuel called upon the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. All the people said to Samuel, "Pray to the Lord your God for your servants, so that we may not die. For we have added to all our sins the evil of demanding a king for ourselves." And Samuel said to the people, "Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And do not turn aside after useless things that cannot profit or save, for they are useless. For the Lord will not cast away his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. And I will instruct you in the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things he's done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king."
Do the Song of the Covenant.
"I have given you as a light to the nations, and I have called you in righteousness."
Thus says God, who created the heavens, who fashioned the earth and all that dwells in it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. "I am the Lord, and I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the captives from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now and shall be forever. Amen.
I have given you as a light to the nations, and I have called you to righteousness."
And then Stephen's going to read our New Testament.
So it's Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 47. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike them with the sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him. Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay your hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of the darkness. And they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man was also with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then, about an hour later, yet another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with them, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you're talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly.
"Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine."
"Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine."
"When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned."
"I have called you by name, you are mine."
"Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit."
"Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine."
Let's do the Gloria in Excelsis, which in fact is just me. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. So our time of prayer, and on Thursdays we pray for our church members by name. So let's pray together. Merciful God, we entrust to your tender care those who are ill or in pain, knowing that whenever danger threatens, your everlasting arms are there to hold them safe. Comfort and heal these we will name before you. Restore them to health, strength, and cheerfulness. Our church members, for Rebecca, David, our church wardens, Chris and Peter, and our church members, Beryl, Sam, Peter, Ian and Ellie, Ian, Jenny, Gavin and Louise, Carly, Lawrence and Lorraine, Bob and Hazel, Elaine, Chris and Julie, Jenny and Tim, Lorraine, Ian and Jennifer, Pat, Joe and his carer, Maria, Anna, Simon, Liz, Margot, Nadia, Lara and Simon, John, Bobby, Geeta, Susan, Mel, Felicity, Elizabeth and Andrew, Peter and Sandra, Delith, Jill, Stephen, Andy and family, Ivan and Christine, Andre and Anita, Trish, Jennifer, Gary and Jackie, Phil and Rachel, Barbara, Sue, Linda and Ash, Dan and Merlin, David and Rebecca, Sun and her family, Susanna and family, Beryl, Nigel, Corinna and family, June and Ken, Jenny, Joan, Sue and Paul, Christine, David and Mo, Stan, Ruth, Olwen, Val, Graham and Aswa, David and Sarah. Our newsletter contacts, home groups, Christianity Explored, village leaders, the shop and business owners, clubs and societies, WI, Cedar Club, the Old Codgers and all the other groups that go to make up our village, whether they're currently able to meet or not. Remember our cafe friends, John, Joan, Keith, Shirley, Margaret, Audrey, Tanya, Jean and Mark, Jane, Brenda, Kim and Trev, Sue, Gloria and Ray, George, Ruth, Claire, Sheila, John and Sue, and our young people. We pray for our church finances to grow and for our church to grow in this time. And especially today, we remember Margot and Bruce and their mother, Mary, as she's very ill. We pray for Steve, recovering from a back operation, and Richard and his family, Geraldine, Jude, Susan and Kirsty, and others as they wait for test results. Lord, we pray that those test results would be good, and that the doctors would give him every care, that he would be able to heal. We pray for another Richard, for Ben, Barbara, Kim, Delith, Claire and Les, Simon, another Simon, Linda, Oscar, David and Rebecca. And we pray for those we know are sick, Sue, Jenny, Joe, Elizabeth and Andrew, David and Mo, Lily, Tanya, Kim and Paul. And we do pray that there will not be a second spike of the virus. We give thanks to the continued recovery of Ian, Bob, George, Val, David and Rebecca, and we pray at their passing for the family and friends of Sylvia, Sally, Don, Jeff, John and Brian, especially remembering Marion and the family, and Myra and the family, and all those who knew and loved these. Compassionate God, as you know each star you have created, so you know the secrets of every heart. In your loving mercy, bring to your heavenly table all who are fearful and broken, all who are wounded and needy, that our hungers may be satisfied in the city of your peace, through Christ who is our peace. Merciful Father, accept our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. God, our Deliverer, who set your Son, Jesus Christ, to set your people free from the slavery of sin, grant that as your servants William Wilberforce, Oluda Equiano and Thomas Clarkson toiled against the sin of slavery, so we may bring compassion to all and work for the freedom of all the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, thank you for joining us. I hope you have a great day. Please note that from Monday, the link for this meeting will change. So the new link will be in Pew's News. So if you want to join us next week, it will be a different link. Have a great day.